Hello and welcome to another edition to Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy, and on Friday night, the Scott City Beavers had their first road game of the 2020 season. As they went to Holcomb to face the Longhorns, it would be a tough game. The rivalry game here that was close really through the first 3.5 quarters there and kind of got out of hand in the fourth quarter. Scott City would fall to a much-improved Holcomb team, 30-13 there, on Friday night there at Holcomb, and it was a game where Scott City had some missed opportunities. We'll kind of get into that as we move along through this segment here and all of our segments here tonight, but Scott City would get the ball first. They would actually defend the west end zone, so they did not have to look into the sun through the first 12 minutes of play, and they would have a pretty nice drive put together. And for Scott City, really couldn't script their opening drive any better. Yes, they had a penalty that kind of backed them up there on their fourth third down attempt of the first quarter on their opening drive. They would hit a big one to set up their first score of the night.
Scott City at the Holcomb 22 facing a third and 12 here with 6:48 here in the first quarter. No score. This has been a five-minute drive here for Scott City trying to convert their fourth third down, a four-receiver set. Two by two and a wing to the right. King with time now under pressure. He'll throw it late. Finds Culp at the inside the five near the goal line. And he'll be down at the one-yard line. And a nice throw with the Holcomb Longhorn breathing down the neck of quarterback Harrison King. And it's first and goal at the one.
That was a pretty nice strike that time by Harrison King to Blaine Culp. Down to the one-yard line. And on the 13th play of the drive, Scott City would be the one to score first on Friday night.
With 6:20 to go first quarter, no score, first and goal at the one. Handoff, Sawyer Stevens will finish this drive off, standing up, touchdown Scott City. What a beautiful drive for the Beavers to begin this game. They lead 6-0 with 6:11 to go first quarter.
The drive would go 13 plays, 59 yards, and 5 minutes, 49 seconds. We mentioned there, four third down conversions on that drive, and it set up the Sawyer Stevens one-yard touchdown run. Extra point was kicked in by Brady Welker, and it was 7-0. Scott City with 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Really wasn't a lot here in this first quarter. Both teams had the ball twice. Holcomb would get it a first down on two plays and then be forced to punt at their own 41 with about 3.5 to go first quarter. Scott City would be 3 and out and then get the ball back to Holcomb. And that would be a drive that Holcomb would have for about 3.5 minutes and would have that end in the second quarter. We'll get to that in our next segment. Not a lot in the first quarter, but Scott City had the 7-0 lead over the Longhorns with 12 minutes in the books there at Holcomb. Our second segment followed up here next on WesternKansasNews.com.